and have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. We thank you for this day, a day you sanctioned, declared, and decreed from the very foundation of the world. You sought us, Heavenly Father. You were seeking us, even in the midst of our trials and tribulation. You have love and compassion for us. And now, Father, we come before your holy and great presence as we enter into a covenant agreement with you. We pray now, Lord God, that you will bless your word, that your word will bring life unto those that will hear. Give joy to those who are suffering and who are sick and hurting. And then, Father, let them know that your word is a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. We thank you for yet another opportunity to proclaim what thus says the Lord. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we ask it all. And for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Bell, Minister Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we thank you for your presence, and those that are watching us live as we stream on the internet as well. We're excited about today because this is an unusual day in a prophetic day and a prophetic time. And what God is doing, he's waking us up to the realization of a prophetic place that is coming soon. And that is heaven. For all who believe, and that's the definitive answer. Heaven is for only those who believe. There are a lot of people in the world, but not all are believers. If you have your Bibles with you today, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Joshua, the first chapter and the ninth verse. Joshua, the first chapter and the ninth verse, and when you have found it, say amen. For it says, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thou goeth. Amen. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thou goeth. I want to use for a topic this morning how COVID tried to stop the church. How COVID tried to stop the church. About 2 years ago, we were shaken by what is called this coronavirus. And this virus became known not only throughout the United States, but it became known throughout the entire world. This virus has caused the death and sickness of millions of people. Statistically, we are told over 4,923,698 have died worldwide. This is a staggering number of people to have lost their lives within a short period of time. As I reflected back, I am not concerned with how it happened, nor am I concerned with who caused it. But I am concerned that many lives were lost and are still being lost even as I speak this morning. Today, we see what God has shared and is continuing to share with his people. It was God who made man to live, to serve, and to honor and to praise him. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. We were born to live. Christ was the only man who was born to die. But today, my brothers and sisters, we are living in a time when men desire to be praised and men desire to be honored. You only have to look at Facebook and see all of the calamities and the things that are occurring in our world and in our society today. And Facebook goes all over the world. Misinformation is being shared every single day that we wake up. There is something happening around the world that is causing concern that is far greater than the virus, far greater than any sickness we have seen in our generation. And the world seemed to ignore the warning signs that we are witnessing right before our eyes. How COVID tried to stop the church. My brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about a building, because so many times we get a misunderstanding of what we mean by the church being four walls, but we're saying how it tried to stop you. COVID was really trying to stop you. We are now experiencing a time where the church is being impacted by a virus. And what we have learned is that sickness and disease are a part of life. I was once young, but now I'm old. I got a big stomach, no hair, and I wear glasses. That says I'm going back to the very dust that I was made out of. It's all a part of life. God did not place us here to be here forever. We only have to look on our walls and see the many that have come this way and now who are no longer here. I look at those pastors who were before me every time I walk through the door. And I know one thing, one day my name, my face will be on there. I shared with Sister Mathis, when we go to Procter & Gamble, there's a memorial wall and I see all of the people we work with. And I said, one day my name will be there because God has sanctioned it. Unless the rapture come and receive us. In the Old Testament, my brothers and sisters, there was a disease called leprosy, where people avoided those who had contracted this disease. But today there's a new disease, which we are encountering, and it's still causing many to stay away from each other and stay away from the church. I'm reminded, Sister Faye, over 2 years ago, how Sister Mathis and I came back to church and began to put our messages on Facebook. And now we are streaming live, reaching our members. I remember when I began preaching, Brother Gaines, how I preached to a congregation of one. But the longer I preached, Sister Faye, the more comfortable I became. And as I began to preach, I was reminded of what Matthew 18:20 states. It said, where there are two or three gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. When I came back, Sister Mathis and I came back, we were preaching to a congregation of one. And I began to preach, and I was preaching myself happy because there was nobody that was sitting out there. And we attend meetings, pastors and I, we all attend meetings, and we're all saying the same thing, and we're all asking, where are the people? And the people have been affected by a virus. Daryl, a virus that is invisible, that we cannot see. My brothers and sisters, there's an invisible power that we cannot see. With its sole purpose and sole position is to stop you from attending church. There's a spiritual power that we cannot see, but its power is there, and its sole purpose is to hinder you, because his desire is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. It does not take, my brothers and sisters, a lot of people to have church. But we are told when we have church, Jesus is there.
Yeah.
His presence, his power is there. As I began to preach myself happy, I was happy because the Spirit of the Lord was there, anointing and encouraging me to go forward and keep doing what I called you to do. God was telling me that COVID won't stop the church. Misinformation will not stop the church. And I asked the Lord why, and he said, read 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 5. It says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. In other words, Jesus said, don't give up. Don't stop. For there are problems as we face issues in life. But the Lord says, I've conquered the problems. Antioch, I've been called to preach one way. And that way is telling the truth about the things God said would happen. There are times I feel like John the Baptist, crying out in the wilderness, trying to reach those who will hear the truth of God's word. My brothers and sisters, as we explore the historical text, I'm reminded of what Joshua was instructed to do when he said in that ninth verse of the first chapter of Joshua, God said, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Have I not commanded you? Put your name there. What have God commanded us? As brothers and sisters in the Lord, what have God sanctioned, declared, and decreed for each and every one of us to do as we relate to one another? God ain't making no more people. But our responsibility is to relate to one another regardless of race, creed, or color. Regardless of our dispositions in life, regardless of our ups and our downs, regardless of whether I look different or not, God is simply saying we need to relate.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Somebody say, God is